Good morning and welcome to Builders Briefing for March 9th, 2026. I'm Alex here with Sam, and today, local AI inference just leveled up in a big way. We've also got Carpathy dropping a new repo, a fresh coding agent benchmark, and some interesting infrastructure shifts.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks where a bunch of independent projects all land at once, and you suddenly realize the landscape shifted under your feet. Let's get into it.
So the big story, Unsloth, published a comprehensive guide on running Qwen 3.5 locally, and it blew up on Hacker News with 375 points. Qwen 3.5 is arguably one of the strongest open-weight models right now, and Unsloth's optimizations let you run it on consumer hardware with a dramatically smaller memory footprint.
Right, and what's wild is this didn't land in isolation. The same day, LlamaSwap is trending, which lets you hot-swap between multiple local models behind a single OpenAI-compatible API endpoint. And Carpathy dropped his Otter research repo. So suddenly, you've got the model, the orchestration layer, and the experimentation framework all arriving at once.
Exactly. And the practical upshot is, if you're building AI features and routing everything through cloud APIs today, this is legitimately your week to prototype a local fallback. Unsloth's quantization means Qwen 3.5 on a single GPU with acceptable quality for coding, summarization, structured extraction.
The LlamaSwap piece is the one that really caught my eye as a developer. You point your app at one endpoint, same protocol as OpenAI or Anthropic, and behind the scenes it's routing to different specialized local models. One for code, one for chat, whatever you need. That's the orchestration layer people have been building by hand.
And the signal here for the next 6 months, the gap between local model for tinkering and local model for production, is closing fast. Expect more teams to run hybrid architectures, cloud for frontier reasoning, local for latency sensitive, or privacy critical inference.
The teams that architect for both options now are going to have real pricing leverage later. That's the play.
Let's talk about Carpathy's Otter research in more detail. He released agents that autonomously research and train models on single GPU setups. This is basically a reference implementation for agent-driven ML experimentation at small scale.
That's interesting because it's Carpathy explicitly saying, you don't need a massive cluster to do meaningful automated ML research. If you're exploring automated pipelines or just want to study how agent-driven experimentation works, this is the repo to read. Link in the briefing.
Also, in AI, there's a new benchmark called SWE-CE that evaluates coding agents not on writing code, but on maintaining real code bases, keeping CI pipelines passing, dealing with the messy day-to-day stuff.
Oh, finally. SWE-bench always felt like a coding interview.
And one more. Someone built an unofficial Python API for Google Notebook LM. Upload sources, generate podcasts, query notebooks programmatically. Automation that Google hasn't officially exposed yet.
Ha, we're literally a podcast generated from a briefing, so that one hits close to home. But seriously, if you're building knowledge management tools, that's a useful unlock. Just be aware it's unofficial, so it could break.
All right, DevTools, Gash is trending. It's a terminal UI for GitHub that lets you manage PRs, issues, and reviews without ever leaving the terminal.
If you're a maintainer triaging across multiple repos, this is gold. I lose so much context switching between my editor and GitHub tabs. Anything that keeps me in the terminal is a win.
Also worth flagging, Astral's UV package manager now warns when you're targeting PyPy. Their position is essentially that PyPy is unmaintained, and if you have production services on it for performance reasons, this is your signal to evaluate alternatives.
That's a big deal for anyone still on PyPy. When the dominant package manager starts warning about your runtime, dependency support is going to erode fast. Don't wait on that one.
And Helix Editor is surging again, the Rust-based modal editor with built-in LSP and treesitter. Batteries included, zero config for most languages.
I keep hearing from people who tried it and just didn't go back to Vim. If you're Vim curious but tired of managing plugins, Helix is the one to try.
On the infrastructure side, Apple quietly pulled its 512-gig Mac Studio, likely due to the ongoing unified memory shortage. If you were planning to run large local models on Apple Silicon, the hardware ceiling just dropped.
That's a headwind for the local inference story we just talked about. But honestly, with Unsloth's quantization work, you don't need 512 gigs anymore for most use cases. 192 gigs may be your ceiling for a while, though. Factor that into procurement.
There's also fresh cloud VM benchmark data for 2026. CPU, memory, disk, network, all compared per dollar across major providers. Link in the briefing. And honestly, those numbers are more useful than any provider's marketing page.
If you're making infrastructure decisions this quarter, go look at where your current provider actually lands. You might be surprised. Quick security note.
LibreOffice's Document Foundation is pressuring the EU to actually follow its own open source security rules under the Cyber Resilience Act. If you maintain open source software used in the EU, the compliance requirements are getting real.
This is a canary. The CRA is coming, and enforcement pressure is building. OSS maintainers, especially in Europe, need to be paying attention.
Quick hits. Linux was ported to the PS5 and turned into a Steam machine. Impressive hack, mostly for fun. The Betty game engine in Rust is trending on GitHub. The entity component system architecture is worth studying even if you're not making games.
Oh, and someone dumps the Lego NXT firmware off an existing brick. It's a masterclass in embedded reverse engineering. And there's a fun resurface piece on why you can't actually tune your guitar perfectly. The math of temperament, great rabbit hole.
So the big takeaway this week, the local AI inference stack is quietly becoming production ready. Unsloth's Qwen 3.5 guide, Llama Swap for orchestration, Appify's agent skills for web interaction, Notebook LM's unofficial API, you can now assemble a capable, cost-controlled AI pipeline without being fully dependent on cloud pricing.
The play right now is clear. Build your product on cloud APIs for speed, but architect your inference layer with a local fallback path. The teams that have both options are going to have the pricing leverage and the reliability edge in 6 months.
That's the briefing for March 9th. Links to everything we talked about are in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
They'll prototype that local fallback this week. You'll thank yourself later. See you all.